Hi, my name is Dawn Smith Theodore. I'm a marriage and family therapist who specializes in the treatment of eating disorders. I'm a former professional dancer, also a former dance studio owner in Los Angeles. I am recovered from anorexia, and I'm also the author of a book called Tutu Thin, A Guide to Dancing Without an Eating Disorder. The Tutu Thin podcast will explore the complex relationship between dancers, athletes, their body image, and the prevention of eating disorders. As always, you can reach me through my website at dawntheodore.com. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to the Tutu Thin podcast. My name is Dawn Smith Theodore, and I'm happy to have you listening again today. Today, I'm with Ashley Martinez, who is an NFL cheerleader and also a dietitian. So interesting perspective. And so I'm really excited to have her on. And so I'm going to let Ashley tell you a little bit about herself.
Hi, everyone. I'm excited to be on the podcast today and very, very excited to talk about a topic I'm extremely passionate about. I have been a Bengals cheerleader for 3 seasons. I'll be auditioning for my 4th season coming up. And I am a chef dietitian. So not only do I help individuals with their nutrition, I also help them from a culinary standpoint make it taste good and delicious on their terms.
Very cool. So tell us a little bit about what brought you to want to be a dietitian. Tell us your journey to becoming a dietitian.
It's a long one, and it actually started when I was in high school. So when I was a junior in high school, I knew I wanted to be a collegiate cheerleader. And so I enrolled in some stunting classes since, you know, most collegiate cheer programs stunt or they have a co-ed team. So decided to enroll in that. And when I was in that class environment, I started to experience, you know, some different emotions of, you know, comparing myself and unfortunately, you know, didn't have the best comments coming from some of the instructors on how I was performing. So I actually had a moment where I knew I needed to lose weight. And being in high school, really what I knew then wasn't the right fundamentals in order to be successful for losing weight. All I really knew was, I guess you just eat less if you need to lose weight. I didn't know about portions or eating more fruits and vegetables, drinking more water. So, you know, for about 3 weeks, I really was doing not the best thing for my body. And I got to a point where I went to the gym and I was on the elliptical. I was reading a Self magazine and I read an article written by a dietitian. And I was just captivated by that article. I thought, wow, what great information about nutrition. And at that point, I had immediately switched my career path of what I was going to do when I went to college. I originally was going to be pre-law and decided right then and there, I'm going to become a dietitian. I want to do this the right way because I feel absolutely miserable right now. And there just has to be an easier way to do this. So with that being said, I tried out for Ohio University cheerleading when I was a senior in high school. And I still, you know, at that point had just made the decision that I wanted to become a dietitian, but was still in the learning environment of what I needed to do. And I was not in a healthy state of mind. I was not as energetic as I was previously. And so I was actually cut from cheerleading. But when I was a freshman in college, I joined the Ohio University gymnastics team. So it was a club team. I was able to still fulfill, you know, that passion for somewhat cheerleading aspects. But after a year under my belt in college, I applied everything that I learned from my nutrition classes. I started to lose weight. I started to become healthier emotionally and physically. And so the third time that I tried out for OU cheerleading, I was able to make the team. And I just went on this crazy trajectory where I made the team and I was like, we're not stopping here. We're going to keep applying these nutrition fundamentals. We're going to keep it fun and we're just going to keep moving up. And I actually had a meeting with my coach after my junior year of trying out for the team. And she was like, Ashley, you got one of the highest scores during our tryout process. You should be extremely proud of yourself. And so going from a point of not being physically or mentally prepared to try out for the collegiate team to a point of excelling expectations in exceeding expectations, it just was a prime example that nutrition does work if you apply it the right way.
That's very
so
cool.
So that's how I became a dietitian.
And tell us, like, did you dance as a child?
I did. So I actually started dancing when I was 5 years old. My mom enrolled me in tap, ballet, and jazz. And I was a tap dancer from the age of 5 to 13. And I started cheerleading. It was called the Pom Pom Girls. I actually started cheerleading in the second grade. And I loved the performance aspect of it. And at the age of 13, I decided to end my tap career and pursue cheerleading long term.
So you really followed the cheerleading for a long time, like through, you were a cheerleader in high school, I'm assuming?
Yes, yes. Middle school, high school, college, and then now NFL.
So what made you try out for the Bengals?
I moved to Cincinnati about 8 years ago, and I had just finished my master's degree, you know, just started my corporate career, and I was not done with cheerleading. Cheerleading is something that I love deeply, and it's always been a part of my life for the most part. So when I moved to Cincinnati, I looked into some adult cheerleading programs, and I actually contacted Charlotte, who is our director of cheerleading for the Bengals, and had some exchange with her regarding, you know, is the Bengals, are they interested in, you know, more of a stunt team? Because my background was more collegiate cheer and not necessarily dancing anymore since I ended my dance career when I was 13. And she had said at that time, you know, we've considered it, but probably won't happen for a long time. But we are more focused on dance entertainment. And so what really changed things for me was when COVID occurred and everything just came to a stop in 2020. I started working from home at that point. I was fitness instructing at a gym called System of Strength, and we were no longer, you know, doing that in person. Everything that I was involved in just came to a stop. And I'm someone that has to always be busy. And I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw an advertisement for Bengal cheerleading auditions, $25, register here. And I, you know, just had a moment of, you know, what else am I going to do? Everything else has come to a stop. I guess I'll try out and see what happens. And so I signed up and everything was virtual. So all of the audition process was virtual. This was the first time that the Bengals had ever done it this way. It was the first time anyone has really done it this way. And I made it all the way to finals. I started at that time working with a virtual coach in New York City. Her name's Ellie Shepley. She was a former New York Jets cheerleader. I had been following a former Bengal on Instagram, and she had advertised on her story that Ellie, you know, does privates. And so I was all in. You know, I knew I needed to learn the dance technique in order to make the team. And even though I'd made it to finals, there were still pieces that I needed to put together in order to be the full package of an NFL cheerleader. So I started working weekly with Ellie, making it to finals. We had an announcement from our director that unfortunately at that time, they weren't able to move forward with the final process because it had to be in person. And because of that, they decided to move forward with the team from the year prior. And if you had made it to finals, you had a bypass for next year if you were interested in trying out. So that actually worked in my favor because I said, okay, I'm not going to stop. I have a free ticket to finals next year. I'm not going to stop. So I continued to work with Ellie on private dance lessons just about every week. I also enrolled in her small group virtual class. So it had about 4 to 6 other dancers in it. Some were former NFL cheerleaders. Some were pursuing becoming an NFL cheerleader. And I did that for an entire year and was more than prepared to try out for Bengals. And so 2021, I finally made the team.
That's amazing. What a story. and so tell me, like, what's it been like for you? Do you like it? Is it what you thought it would be? Because you were used to stunt cheerleading. And so tell me a little bit about what it's been like to be a Bengal cheerleader.
Wow. It takes my breath away being an NFL cheerleader. There's just so much gratitude. And this is so special to me. This is the most precious thing that I have in my life is the sisterhood from the Bengals. And being a part of this has been such a surprise. And every year there's just such a surprise. You know, the first year, my rookie season, we go to the Super Bowl. And I end my rookie season cheering in front of Justin and Hailey Bieber and Kendall Jenner. And, you know, you name it. It just was, wow. I never even imagined that this would be a part of my NFL cheer career. And, you know, then the second season, just having so many great memories from playoff games and community events. And, you know, this past year, ending the season, to have the opportunity to go to Japan with other NFL cheerleaders and meet our U.S. military and stay on the Air Force base and get to meet their children and put on a cheerleading clinic for their children. I mean, it's just been such an amazing, beautiful journey and just an opportunity of a lifetime.
That's amazing. It's pretty funny because I'm assuming the Super Bowl you're talking about is the one that was in LA.
Yes.
And I wanted to go so bad because I was like, it's my hometown. And now it's my hometown here. I've lived in LA for so many years, but it was just too expensive. So, but what a great experience to be able to, that to be your first season.
Absolutely. And, you know, your question you had earlier, was it what you expected? It's hard to, you know, answer that in terms of like, I knew it was going to be amazing, but there's also these other surprises that happen. And I knew that it was going to be hard work. I didn't realize, you know, the dedication. I knew there was dedication a part of it, but this is just a different type of dedication that you have when you're an NFL cheerleader. It really has to come first in your life. There's a lot of sacrifices you make when you're in season. You're fully dedicated to learning more choreography than you've ever learned in your life, you know, making sacrifices to attend community events and serve our community, and also working with, you know, as a vet, working with the rookies and helping them prosper a little bit more within the program. You know, each year I feel as if I take on more responsibility with the additional experience that I have under my belt of being a Bengal. So it's what I expected, but also not what I expected.
Well, I think one of the things that you bring up is community. You know, it's like when I work with people with eating disorders, community is such an important part of healing. And I think community is such an important part of just having a healthy relationship with yourself and with others. And so being a part of something, no matter what it is, but like the Bengals, it's like, what a great experience. There was something that you said. I mean, I think, tell me, because I think most people think you're just an NFL cheerleader and that's just it. But every person that's an NFL cheerleader also has a job, right? They're right. That's part of the requirement is that you have to be a professional in some way.
Exactly. And, you know, being an NFL cheerleader is a part-time job, even though we work round the clock and it's full-time and overtime, you know, on paper, it is a part-time job. So all of us do have additional jobs in order to, you know, pay the bills and stay afloat.
Yeah. How exciting to get to go to Japan.
So exciting and an experience of a lifetime. And I've never been to Japan, and actually two of my teammates on the Bengals, Saki, she cheered for 5 seasons. I cheered for 2 seasons with her. She's one of my best friends. She's from Japan. And then Aya, I cheered with her 3 seasons. Then she was my roommate this year. She's from Japan as well. And she actually just retired and moved back to Japan. And it was a beautiful opportunity to, you know, not only see where some of my teammates grew up, but to also be immersed in the culture. And you just appreciate life so much more when you see it from a different lens. And you also take things back with you that you want to implement into your own life that you've seen overseas. So it was an amazing experience.
Where were you in Japan?
Mizuwa. It's actually north of Japan, very north of Japan.
Okay. Yeah, because I danced in Japan twice. So I lived over there and did shows over there. And it was the most amazing experience. So I love Japan. What a great culture. And to get to go with friends who were from there, that's really pretty special.
Yeah, it was very, very special. And, you know, the culture, they're so kind and considerate and humble and gracious. So it was beautiful.
I want to talk a little bit about, you just left your job that you've had for a long time with Kroger. And yes. You are starting a new business. And so I want you to talk about it because it really has something to do with this podcast, you know, how to be a healthy dancer in mind, body, and spirit. So tell us about your new business.
Right. I just made a big change in my life. So I've decided to leave my corporate job in order to pursue being an NFL cheerleader full time and also utilizing my talents and my passion to the utmost potential. So I'm starting Nutrition for Cheerleaders, and this is going to be a virtual offering to all cheerleaders. The focus is on individuals who want to become professional athletes. I'll be working with them to help them prep and prepare themselves from a nutrition standpoint to audition for an NFL or NBA cheer team.
Such an important thing, because people think that if I just don't eat or I cut back my food or I diet, then I'll be in good shape. But they won't be, because then they are not going to have the energy that they need and the fuel. As I tell all of my clients, you need to fuel your body so that you can dance. So they won't have those things. So you're going to help them learn how to eat and be able to be a cheerleader, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And to do it the right way, I've been in their shoes where I've had, you know, times where I've been very restrictive with my eating, and I've been in their shoes where you are battling this mental case of, okay, I'm going to eat less so I can be thin, and but I can't eat too much. You know, I've been there, and I understand exactly what it's like, and that's why I'm extremely passionate to help and to really just frame this in a positive way. And the thing is that nutrition is extremely personalized. And a lot of times what we do is we just see something on social media that's worked for someone else, and we go with it and we try to apply the same method. And that same formula is not going to work for you, me, and this other individual. It's extremely personalized. You know, nutrition needs are based on, you know, your height and, you know, how much muscle do you have and how much are you sleeping? How much water are you drinking? Everyone is different. And so that's why it's extremely important to work with someone who is a nutrition expert, who actually has the education to give you the right tools that you need in order to succeed. And I have worked with a few, you know, outside folks who are interested in becoming pro cheerleaders. And I've worked with many on my team today to help them fuel themselves to perform even at a higher standard. And the feedback that I've received is, wow, I had a completely different outlook on how I needed to become healthier. And you have made this so positive for me. You have helped me to not feel guilty. You have helped me to think about this differently. You have helped me to eat more. You know, one of my teammates, I actually looked at her nutrition and started working with her one-on-one, and I helped her eat more, and she lost 7 pounds. And she, you know, she just gave me the biggest hug after, you know, she told me that she lost 7 pounds, and she had tears in her eyes. She's like, I thought I had to eat less, but I'm eating more and I'm eating more carbs and I feel so much stronger. And that's what I can do for anyone. I can help them be happier, healthier, and not feel guilty about what they're eating.
Yay. Like, it's amazing to me, you know, having worked with eating disorders for so many years, it's like, I always tell people, it's like a fire. The more fuel you give the fire, the faster it burns, which mm-hmm. is similar to the metabolism. You know, the more you feed your body, the faster it's going to work.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I have a unique background where I have a culinary arts degree, and having that with my nutrition degree, I am able to tailor to anyone's needs from a cultural standpoint, from a personal standpoint, a religious standpoint, you know, whatever their personal preferences are, I can come up with so many different ways to utilize those specific ingredients or those specific preferences. And with the culinary arts degree, I'm able to make it fun, and I'm able to introduce some new ideas that maybe they didn't even think of, but it's so easy and it makes it taste so flavorful and delicious.
That's amazing. I mean, how fun is that? Because food should be something you enjoy, not something that's scary, you know, or right. You feel guilty about having. You brought up something I really want to add, because this is my, well, you know, people say, well, you know, I read where you shouldn't do blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, where did you hear that? Oh, I read it on Instagram.
Or,
yeah. And so I also think it's really important that people understand the difference between a nutritionist and a dietitian. You want to talk about that?
Great question. Yes. So anyone can call themselves a nutritionist. But to be called a dietitian, you have to have a degree in dietetics. You have to have completed a didactic program within the university that would then lead you to a one-year internship. So with this internship, to become a dietitian, you have many different rotations. You have a clinical rotation, community, renal, working with folks who have some kidney issues. You work in food service, you work in WIC, just tons of different rotations that really just give you a holistic view of all of the different areas that a dietitian fits in. Once you complete that year internship of 1,200 supervised hours, you're then able to sit for your board exam. And once you pass that board exam, then you become a registered dietitian nutritionist. And from there, depending on what state you practice in, you would then get your licensure in order to practice and provide medical nutrition therapy to individuals who need it. So the big difference here is that there is a ton more schooling involved with dietitians, a ton more responsibility, and definitely it's the trusted source. You know, if anyone can call themselves a nutritionist and maybe they've had some success with weight loss and now they're a quote unquote nutrition coach, you know, it's thinking about, would you go to a doctor that, you know, maybe had a few different remedies that helped them, you know, get back to health? Or would you go to someone who has the professional education and expertise? So really that's the difference there. You always want to go with a dietitian because they have your best interest.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the other piece I think that's really hard is when there's somebody at a gym that's a nutritionist and they just have gone through some kind of certification program or, you know, and it is about weight loss, and it can be very problematic because they don't understand what it can do to somebody, you know, especially with eating disorder clients, it's very difficult.
You make a great point. And also with dietitians, we are trained in nutrition counseling. That's a huge skill that we develop. And you have to have that counseling background in order to change someone's perspective and someone's behavior. And it's very difficult to change one's behavior. And you have to know the right way to have a conversation with someone, especially regarding the tough things that are, you know, difficult to discuss. You know, someone with an eating disorder, it's difficult for them to talk about their day to day and maybe not eating enough. And most dietitians use motivational interviewing, which is a counseling tactic, in order to really just shift the perspective. And ultimately, it helps the individual make their own goals. So it's not you telling them, you got to make this goal, you got to do this, here's your meal plan. It's framing it in a way that's very strategic, where they can actually build their own goal and they can actually achieve their own goal.
Yeah, it's amazing. You have to have the buy-in from the person, from the client. And and sometimes the buy-in is through having them make their goals that they want for themselves. So
exactly.
I love the fact that you have been like helping your teammates. That probably is really comforting for other cheerleaders to have you on the team. And
it is. It is so rewarding to have my teammates believe in me to help them feel better and more energetic and to perform at their highest potential. And it means so much to me that our coaches and our director, you know, they have me, you know, be a part of the conversations of, you know, let's fuel ourselves properly. You know, let's work together to have the best season that we've ever had. And last year I was able to do a nutrition introduction for the entire team. So at the beginning of the season, we usually have some classroom time where, you know, maybe we go through orientation, we do some, skill building on public speaking, interactions with fans. And I was able to have an hour to talk all about nutrition. And I brought the team a grocery bag full of goodies, lots of pasta sauce. I had, different types of nuts and peanut butter, you know, just kind of like some fundamental products that they could utilize to have easy access to nutritious meals. And I also put together a one pager, just giving them some tips and tricks for here's how you calculate your hydration needs. Here's the minimum requirement for fiber. Here's a tip for how to sneak in more vegetables into your diet. And the focus was really about how can we eat more? You know, it's not about less. How can we eat more of fruits and vegetables? How can we eat more fiber? How can we eat more protein? And I had so many great questions from the team. And I left with even more energy. You know, it was like, it just fueled me to be helpful to the team.
That's amazing. What a gift you are to the team.
Aw, thank you. They're a gift to me. You know, they fuel me to continue to live my passion and to do what I love. So it's great.
How fun to be able to continue to do what you love. I mean, that's, and now going to work with cheerleaders, whether it's high school cheerleaders or somebody who wants to be a collegiate or professional cheerleader, what a great experience, because you get to continue with your cheerleading in another way, you know?
Right.
So
exactly.
That's how I feel. It's like I've always had dance in my life in some perspective, whether it was a teacher, a professional, and now I get to work with dancers. So, and I, you know, it's like, how great is that to get to do what you love?
Right. And those are the footsteps that I want to follow. You know, I am still an NFL cheerleader, and I want to continue to do that as long as my body will let me. And I know for a fact that I always want to have cheerleading in my life. And there was a point in time, you know, when I moved to Cincinnati and I was looking into some adult cheerleading programs, and you know, had reached out to Charlotte to inquire about Bengals, but I knew I didn't have the dance technique to make the team. And I really went through heartbreak, because that was something I always had as a constant in my life. And I didn't have it for, you know, 4 or 5 years. And now that I have it back in my life, and I'm also able to not only be a cheerleader, but also serve other cheerleaders too, it's something that I always want to continue to do.
That's great. So is there anything that you, what's a personal mantra that you say to yourself, you know, as you get ready to go on the field, what do you tell yourself?
Keep moving. And you know, life will throw you in all different directions. There's just lots of different obstacles. There's really tough times. And, you know, we're cheerleaders and, you know, we are always on. And, you know, it may seem like everything's perfect, but we're still human, and there's things that we are battling through. And, you know, you may have athletes that battle through eating disorders and battle through relationships and work issues, you know, whatever it may be. There's always struggles that you will face in life. And what I've learned is to keep moving. You always just have to keep moving forward. And sometimes you have to lean on your teammates, your coaches, your family in order to propel you. And it's just something I always live by. Keep moving, just keep moving, keep on that trajectory and don't get off that path.
I love that. So if people want to reach you for your new business, how do they do that?
You can follow me on Instagram. It's Ashley Anna Martinez, and Anna is spelled A-N-N-A. There you can follow along my journey with the NFL. You can see any updates for the launch of my business. And within the next couple of weeks, or, you know, when this podcast officially launches, you'll see an invite for a nutrition workshop that will be online. It'll be a 2-hour nutrition workshop advertised to all cheerleaders and dancers. And within that 2 hours, I'll be giving everyone the fundamentals they need to have a very successful and healthy audition season.
That's great. Your little story about showing up with a bag of groceries reminds me, I love that. And it had pasta and peanut butter and things that people mm-hmm. think are scary, but no, you need to have these things. And, you know, it's when I worked in the eating disorder treatment center and we'd do a family group, we used to come and I'd put out all kinds of food and some of them peanut butter, cookies, you know, pasta. And the difference between how a client with an eating disorder would answer and their families, like families would say, oh, you know, that reminds me of a picnic, or that reminds me when I, like, there were memories attached to it. And then the clients would be like, scary, no, can't eat that, things like that. So it's just so interesting how people look at foods in different ways and how having somebody to educate you helps you to understand that foods don't have to be scary, you know, that they actually can be really helpful to our bodies.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I've always been a dietitian that has said all foods fit. They truly do. They all fit. And if I work with you, I show you that you can have whatever you want. There is nothing off limits. It's all about, what can I eat more of in order to reach my health and nutrition goals?
I couldn't thank you more for saying that, because that is exactly how I feel. So, Ashley, thank you so much for being with us. And to the listeners of Too Too Thin, I want to thank you for always listening to our biweekly or bi-monthly, every other week podcasts. And as always, you can reach me at my websites at dawntheodore.com, tututhin.com, mothermenandme.com, or on my website or my Instagram page at dawn.smith.theodore. So thank you again, and have a wonderful day, and keep moving, as Ashley said.